Hello and welcome to GLHF, the world's first podcast in video games. I'm Mem.
Hi. I'm Austin.
Maybe I don't like that. Maybe I should say hi, Austin. I don't like introducing myself like that for some reason.
I have an even better suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's just start talking. Like about what we're going to, like, let's literally not even say hi.
I have to say hi.
No, you don't.
I'm polite like that.
You can get used to it. Imagine if we started and you just, I don't know, Nate, what's any of your topics for today? What's one of them?
I mean, I wanted to do a little Rod Fisher update.
Okay, and, so then you could imagine if we just did this. We just said, all right, ready? We're going, let's go. And then you just go, so I got I have an update on Rod Fisher, and we just started. Imagine that. Imagine if we just cut the crap.
Okay,
as they say.
I have like a pathological need to say hello at the beginning, because then if I don't do that, I don't feel like I'm talking to people. And if I'm recording something for the internet, I have to feel like I'm talking to people. That's why I address like you guys. I know you hate that.
But
that's why I do that, because I'm like, if I don't act like I'm talking to the audience, then I'm not saying don't talk to the audience.
So I'm just saying, why say hello at the beginning? Like if you
Austin's on a crusade against introducing a podcast. We should just start in the middle of the conversation.
If you show up to your friend's house, you don't go, "Hi, how you doing? Oh, how's it going, everybody?" You just go.
Austin doesn't greet people. Did you see that game last week? You just walk in halfway through a conversation.
I'm just saying it's a thought. Next week, maybe we could try it and we could see how the people like it. Okay, the views are going to skyrocket.
Okay, guys, welcome to the podcast. Today we're in web fishing, which
kind of sounds like Rod Fisher.
I know I'm on a fishing kick this week, I guess.
I love that.
A couple people suggested this in the comments, and I've seen people playing this on YouTube. And it looks like Animal Crossing, and so I thought it was going to be really wholesome, and apparently there's a lot of, there's like 18 plus servers, and there's like furry stuff happening and gay stuff happening, which is all like wonderful and great, but I just wasn't expecting that on the Animal Crossing chat room.
Criminality, I bet. That's my opinion. Not that furries and gays have any inherent criminality,
right.
I just mean an 18 plus chat
room. You might
want
to walk that back a few steps.
In a game that looks like it's for children, always. Is going to end up. I saw that Roblox video. Okay. We're kind of on a roll with games that, anyway, we can move on. I've never heard of this game before.
Yeah. Me neither until recently. And apparently we can fish during it, but I don't think I'll be able to pay attention to fishing at the same time. Also, we're kind of standing in the dark. If you'll notice, it's like dark and raining.
It is a little bit.
So I don't know. That's the vibe for the pod today, I guess, is we're like...
Is this meant to be a good game, or is it just like a place for people to go talk about their holes?
Why not both?
It can be both. Listen, most good games are. But it feels like it's mostly a chat room.
Most good games are both of those specific things.
Yeah,
but
I don't like when you laugh at what I say,
because
it makes it seem like what I'm saying isn't really serious. But,
oh, I'm hearing like some lovely music.
Are you? Oh, I got my music turned off.
It's like KK Sliders. I forgot to... Okay, nobody cares. But I could say like five things about like things I want to improve about the podcast because of watching the last one, but nobody cares about my tech updates.
We can do some meta.
But I forgot that I was going to leave the game audio in, because at some point during our Thanksgiving dinner, there was like these lovely ASMR rain sounds, and I forgot I took the game audio out on accident. So
do you think, I wonder
it's a work
what
in
would
progress.
Be, if I was listening to a full ass podcast that was like over an hour long and it had background noise, I think I might get annoyed. I'd have to think about that though.
Well, you're annoyed by many things, is what I'm realizing.
I don't think everybody is
so picky.
I'm discerning.
I would like to hear some rain sounds.
You don't think everybody's so picky? Read the comments on this episode. You'll see.
Everybody loves that everybody's so nice.
Yes. Did you see that the guy who shot the guy looks like Timothée Chalamet?
No. Do we know what he... Okay. So first of all, do we need context? The guy that shot the insurance guy.
Yeah, he shot the insurance guy, and there's a picture of him from a thing, and he kind of looks like Timothée Chalamet. Isn't that fun?
Okay, well, the last picture I saw of him, he was just in, like, a mask and a hoodie, so I
Yeah. They found out where he was staying or something. I actually want to, like, get into the details. I just thought that was funny.
Right,
he has, like, quite a charming smile.
We're not here to update on the news, but...
No. We're not, yeah.
I don't know how to find a picture of him, but,
I'll send you one later. It's fine. I was just curious if you'd seen that.
No. But okay. You know what? Slay.
Slay? Slay Timothy?
Slay literally.
Chalice slay.
And that's Timothy all we're going to say about that.
Love that. All right. What do you want to talk about this week?
Well, I don't know. Do we have any pressing news first? What have you done today?
I just covered my pressing news. What have I done today? I played Civilization with my friend Luke for... It was supposed to be for 2 hours, but of course it was for 3 hours.
Oh, like versus?
Hours. Yes, we're doing a thing. Anytime anything political is happening in the world, I get the itch to play Civilization because I think in the same vein that... You know how they say like 90% of white men, it's probably just men, think they can land an airliner if it, whatever.
You think you can do better than the current world?
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? This is a mess. I can handle this. Let me prove it.
A better world?
I go and I just get my ass handed to me in Civilization. Because I'm always like, they start trying to like get religion. And you like to think that you're principled, right? And you're like, oh yeah, anyone can come in my country and do whatever. But as soon as like, suddenly Hinduism is like taking over your towns, you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We got to close these borders as soon as possible. And so, you know,
that's so funny to use Civ as like your way of exercising control in a world where you have none, you know? You're like trying to...
I don't know.
You're like, it's like a control fantasy.
I guess so. But
I love that.
It's funny because it just teaches me that things are way more complicated than... I always forget that they're complicated. And then you're like, oh, yeah, even Civ is too complicated. I'm sure
that's why
the
I can't get
world
into it.
Is crazy.
I
listen, if you ever want to, we can play a game of Civ. I'll teach you like Risk. You ever play Risk?
God, who plays Risk?
who's in this
playing
day and
Risk?
Age?
Have you played a full game of Risk?
It's probably part of the... Well, no, I haven't played a full game of Civ either.
Have you never won?
They take forever. I've been playing this game with Luke for probably 8 straight hours, and we're only up to like 15:50. So
yeah. Well, and it takes even longer with another person because you're like waiting for their turn and stuff.
Yeah, it does some kind of like asynchronous like or like simultaneous. There's like certain things that as long as you're not interacting, you can like do multiple turns and then it like puts them together. I don't know, it's weird. I'm not sure how it works, but
that's gotta be very complicated to figure out the coding for that.
Yeah, but they seem to have done a good job. So yeah, that's what I did today. And then I tried to figure out how to make this game work. And now it's working, and now I'm here sitting on this sitting in front of these cattails.
Well, enjoying we are standing. Oh, the rain stopped.
Yeah, the rain stopped. It brightened up again.
This game is so cute. I really love the color scheme.
Yeah, it is very cute. It reminds me of it's just a game that no one's ever heard of, so I don't even know what went on that path. What have you been up to today?
you can hear me talking. Oh.
Huh? No, I can't. My volume's out because of the volume.
Okay,
the way
well, the
my
audience
setup
can
is
hear
all
me talking.
Weird.
I'm talking in Animal Crossing voice when I talk.
If you keep the audio in. Anyway, what have you done today?
I have a busy, like, scheduled day today, which is something I need to do more, is actually schedule out my days, because then I actually do things.
Facts,
but, facts, no cap.
Whoa, do not make fun of me.
If anything, I'm making fun of me, too. Anyway... I went to my core Pilates class again, which
I was gonna
should
ask.
Clarify that
love that.
I'm not rich. You know, when people say they're going to Pilates, I assume that they're rich because the classes with the machines and everything are like an actual crazy amount of money.
You better watch out. Timothy Chalamet is going to come.
But I'm just
right
going. I'm just
you.
Going to a class. Wait, what?
Timothy Chalamet with his silenced pistol.
He's going to come for me because I'm rich. Because I'm
yeah.
Okay.
Pilates. See you later.
Then I definitely don't. I don't go to a Pilates like reformer class. Which like doesn't that sound
I've
ominous?
Heard those
that's
are good.
What the that's
it
what
does,
the machine
yeah.
is called. It's the reformer.
That's scary.
It's
that's
it
way scarier
scary.
Than even I was thinking like Christian reformists, but Pilates reform.
It like sounds you like have it's going to break you into pieces and put you
exactly.
back together.
It's going to reassemble. It's going to redefine the limits of what the human limb system can be.
Exactly. And boy, is this class doing that to me. So we don't have the machines. It's just like a class that's like free with my gym membership. So, and it's all old ladies because I'm going at 11 a.m. Yeah. on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I keep being like, where's the young people? And then I realize it's like in the middle of a work day and not everybody is a freaking YouTuber. this lady is just working me into the ground, man. She like points people out and like makes do it right. And, I was like violently shaken. I was shaken like a leaf in class today because I just did it on Tuesday and now I'm doing it again. And, I have no flexibility. Something she loves to say for some of the poses, she says, okay, now throw your leg over your head. Sure. Yeah, problem. Let me do that.
I wish I knew what that even looked like.
We're laying on our backs and she wants you to keep your leg straight and like try to get your foot to your head, which of course she can do because she's like a freaking ballet
dancer.
Is
that physically possible?
Yeah, but I'm just not. I need to stretch out my... hamstrings because I can if I'm laying on my back with my legs straight, I can only lift it like 45 degrees. I swear to God, I can't even do a 90 degree angle.
I feel like 90 is probably tough though.
I need to like sit against a wall and like stretch. I've always been like that, even in school and like middle school PE when they would be like, okay, touch your toes. It'd be like, fat chance that's like, happening.
Excuse me?
I cannot do
touch
that.
Touch my what? With my hands?
Anyway, so I'm feeling very productive and like better than everyone because I go to a workout class, but
you have that air about you today. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you can hear it in my voice, the confidence.
I can hear it in your voice, yeah. Like there is a real confidence to you.
And then after this pod, I'm going to stream apparently.
Oh yeah, have fun with that. Playing Tomb Raider, the remake of Tomb Raider 2?
Yes, I would play nothing but Tomb Raider on my streams if I could, if nobody would care. But I'm going to be doing that and Silent Hill. I do want to finish Silent Hill, even though it scares the shit out of me.
Do you notice anything with, obviously you're kind of like building it in real time as your audience grows and stuff, but like, do you notice anything with streaming and being a YouTuber? Like, does anyone get annoyed that you stream or whatever? Because in my head, I'm like, it should be a separate channel if I streamed. It's a separate channel. But it seems like it works pretty well for you.
Yeah, I don't see any need for that because everybody's already on this one. So it's like so many more people are going to see the streams. And I will say I do a couple things to make it less annoying for people that really don't care about streams. Because there are channels that I watch that like I just think their streams are boring even though their videos are really good.
Most streams are boring.
not me, right?
No, yours are great. No, I like yours.
But so one thing I do is I don't, there's an option like at the very, very bottom when you post a YouTube video to like have it not go to the subscriptions feed. So yes. I do that for streams because I don't want to be flooding people's inbox with streams if they don't care.
I bet people appreciate that.
And so if you have notifications on, you'll already get notified for like when I'm live in 30 minutes and then when I'm live. But then for people that also like publish to subscriptions feed, you're getting a third notification when the VOD goes up, which is just ridiculous. So I turn that off. And then some people that really like the streams are annoyed by that because then they're like, they're harder to find. But you can always go to my page and go. And I like another thing that makes it easier now is YouTube actually has like a dedicated tab for streams, which they didn't used to. It used to be all lumped together in one thing. But now you can go to videos or streams and then you see like all the streams in one place and it's not like clogging up my regular video feed. So I hope that it's
How many people are you mostly, how many people you got watching you roughly at a time these days? Like last time you streamed, where are you sitting?
Lately it's been like 200 to 300, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
I'm very curious what it'll be tonight.
But I don't look live. I just see that when I end the stream, it shows me how many people are on.
I respect that a lot. I will look for you.
One of my issues, hot button issue, is that I don't have any mods currently.
For the best.
I I have complicated opinions about mods on stream. First of all,
we can get into this if you want. Let's do it.
Yeah, sure. Well, I wanted to talk to you about streaming at some point because it's just an interesting
thing to do.
I mean, we're doing
it. Too boring for people? We can
do
it now.
We're doing it right now.
I see what you were doing. All right, let's do it.
So, what was I saying? I don't have any mods. The one thing that I do is that to chat in my chat, you have to have been subscribed for 24 hours. And I do that so that people that find my stream just like on the Explore page or whatever can't say anything because that would be crazy. I don't know why anybody would allow that. So you have to be subscribed for a whole day. And that says to me that you didn't just like subscribe to be able to say something. Like you actually subscribed.
For sure.
And that, honestly, I feel like keeps out most of the freaks. And then I just feel like for really big streams, when people get to like thousands of viewers, even if you have mods, there's still a bunch of crazy shit coming through. Like you can't really prevent the crazies. Other than like having, I know you can like block certain words or whatever, which YouTube does a lot of that automatically. I think they have filters. And then my other thing is, and perhaps I'm overthinking this, but in general, I don't love when people volunteer to like help me with the channel because I'm like, I should be paying you if you're going to be doing work for me, basically.
Yeah.
So I think there are some like really big streamers that actually do pay their mods. And I think I could see myself doing that in the future if I like made a crazy amount of money streaming and actually could afford to pay somebody, because then I could have them like be serious about it and like deal with the blocked words list and all kinds of stuff like that. But for now, I don't know, just be normal, guys. Anybody listening in my chat, just be normal. That's the rule.
I think that's my opinion. Yeah, I think like at the end of the day, if you deal with things when they come up, the community will like shape itself into the shape that you allow it to shape itself into. So
right. And I think like what the streamer reacts to has a lot to do with how the chat ends up. So as long as I just ignore the people that are being insane, they don't really have a motivation to continue being insane.
Yeah.
And I also
fast forward and in 6 months and you've got like a crazy chat full of people screaming slurs and you're like, oh God. But you know, you deal with those things when they come up. I think I'm with you. It's like, I have two lovely mods in my Discord, but they just like happened because I don't know, like back, this was like 3 years ago, like before the channel started really taking off, and they were just like, hey, we want to add a bunch of channels and stuff. Can you add this channel and do that? And I was like, I don't care about this
right,
enough.
Like, you don't want to do that.
I'm just going to make you guys mods and then you can, and then it just kind of evolved into them. They ban people who come in and pretend to be me and try and get money from people and stuff.
That is something you have to deal with.
I think it's funny. I tried to reach out to one of them who did it recently and I was like, yo, what's going on? Do you need money? Are you good? And they blocked me. They didn't want anything to do with that. But
just go the like super empathetic route and make them
like,
uncomfortable.
What's going on? Is this like, because it's one thing if it's like, you know, what if it's like some person in some country somewhere who like has no money, and if I gave them $50, it would be like, you know what I mean? Like, I'll give them $50. I don't care.
That's very kind of you.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I only told that story because I knew you would like make sure to draw attention to how kind I was.
Right.
So I
you just wanted
you
to improve your self-image a little bit.
Yes, because I'm a deeply narcissistic and selfish person. So the more I can do to like make sure that doesn't come across by using you as like a reflection board, the better.
Mm-hmm. No problem. I'll be your PR
person. Yeah, I'm really
person.
Curious. Yes. I lost my train of thought because I was focused
something
on
something about Discord mods.
Yeah. Oh, no, I actually wanted to, I was curious because I know you know this and I know you would never bring this up, but in 3 days, you have now topped your highest viewed video. Which
is
the
true.
Last video you and I did together.
Mm-hmm.
And in 3 days, this one video is now your number one, despite the fact that other video has been up for months.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty amazing. I do recall telling you in no uncertain terms that if you do this video right, it could easily do 100K. And I think it might do 100K. over
time. It's definitely
going
to get to 50.
It's definitely going to do. It's probably going to do 50 today.
Yeah.
But I could see like within a month it being getting close to that, which is pretty incredible. You also crossed 20K on subs. Mm-hmm. Also kind of wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
curious
how much.
I know. I said last
night
when that happened, I was like, "Oh, that's like a real YouTuber number." 20K is like a real.
That's a real new. Yeah.
I'm like a real person.
50K in a video is like a real, real YouTuber number. I think I texted you and I said, I remember a couple of years ago when I had like my first video do 20K in a day, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is getting out of control. This is out of hand.
It is crazy."
So it's a pretty wild thing, but
and with that comes a crippling depression because I'm nervous I'll never be able to do it again.
Yes, I was curious if you were gonna, because you've always been so cool as a cucumber and nonchalant when it comes to like I just do whatever I want and I do my thing and if people like it or they don't, whatever. But as soon as you do have a video that like hits, it's really hard to. Even though you should, it's really hard to ignore the like little voice that's like, this. How are you going to top this?
Yeah,
you
I know? Mean, I will like, say gonna... my coolness is intentional, and I do have the little voices constantly, but I'm correcting myself because I don't want to let that take over, but I do kind of like. Basically, after every video, because they're all like pretty well received, according to me. I mean, I was never even expecting to get to like 10K on a video, and now it seems like that's kind of my baseline usually for a
new
video.
That's your baseline
like
right now, yeah.
10K. So I do, after every video, I have a few days of like it's like really exciting to post it and read the comments on the first day, and then I immediately start thinking like, what am I going to do on the next one? Like, how can I top this? Everybody likes this one. The next one is not going to be as good. And then I'm like psyching myself out and I can't come up with any ideas because I'm like, I have reasons to shoot all of them down. And so, I mean, I'm trying to get used to the routine of it because I know at this point that I always feel like that for like 2 days after I post and then I figure it out and fucking fix myself.
Every single time.
So yeah, I don't think I feel that differently about this one. I think it's pretty much always kind of the same cycle, and hopefully I'll think of something soon. But I'm trying not to, I guess I'm going to kind of give up on putting pressure on myself to be more consistent because, like, this one took forever and people really liked it. And I like doing videos that take longer. It was fun to, like, actually kind of write a script for this one. And it felt like writing an essay, which I actually enjoy and miss from school is writing. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to keep going with like whatever ideas I want to do, even if they take a long time, because I have a couple other ideas that are also like very time consuming. But then I'm hoping that doing the streams in between will be like the, you know, it'll hold people over that want to see me just play games. Because, yeah, maybe, I don't know. The era of me posting videos of just me playing one game for 20 minutes might be over. I don't know. Because that's like what streams are for, kind of.
It's an interesting thing how, you know, we talk about you when you put out a video and it does really well, it kind of like your brain is. And I think honestly, there's, you can think of it in terms of, oh, the pressure is so great and I want to top myself every time. But there's also just a normal creative thing, which is I'm always trying to explore more interesting things for myself. And as a result of that, your videos are going to get more interesting and more complicated. And
sure.
In theory, they're going to get better. And it's something, because I had that same realization with the unemployment videos, because I would do the one unemployment in one town in one game. And then rapidly it was like, well, now I'm going to do one that's all of the towns in this game or this whole game as a whole thing. And it's like, it almost feels difficult to then step back down to a simpler or a smaller thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if you do a video that has 10 games that are all tied together by this one theme, it's then hard to just go, oh, let's just do another video of me playing a game. Like doing an Unremarkable and Odd video now feels like, I can't do that as much anymore because things are now so much more elaborate. But I don't know if that's true. And I think that one thing that I'm curious in exploring in like sometime in the next couple of months, like the next few videos, is trying to find ways to shrink the videos again and make things about really simple niche things, and then see if they just totally crash and burn or not. Because yeah, you don't want to get stuck in that Dragon Ball Z thing where it's like your power level always has to be increasing all the time and it's just bigger and bigger, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a trap to fall into, because then you're just going to end up not doing anything because you have like too many big ideas.
Right, but, that's the Mr. Beast problem, I feel
I think
like.
You could definitely do smaller videos in between.
The other problem with smaller videos, of course, is when you start dealing with sponsors, it's like people want to be able to look and see that, oh, well, you have a lot of variability in your views, and it's like, that's because you're doing these smaller videos. So, like, that's another piece of it. But I'm just more curious in doing smaller topics and seeing if that's still something that, because I feel like that's still an interesting thing. Like, the amount of videos you watch, or I watch, on YouTube that are, like, about one small, simple, like really niche topic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's, if the person doing it makes it interesting, then it's interesting. So,
for sure. I think you could absolutely
do that. I'm really curious what your post Rod Fisher video is going to look
the
like.
The post Rod Fisher era.
Yeah, the PRF. it obviously opens up this whole thing for you where you can just go, all right, I could probably do over the next 2 years, you could probably do like three other videos about like, I found this random dude and let's play all of his games or whatever.
I don't know that I'll do the same thing again. I did get like quite a few comments being like, you should do this with more devs. And I'm like, I think that would get boring after a while.
That's what I mean. You could probably do like three more and then you'd be like, all right, I'm sick of this.
There would be a lot of time in between. I'm not going to do that again. Right
exactly. Away. Yeah. But yeah, I'm curious like where else your brain's going to go. Cause your last five videos have all been like pretty topically different from one another.
Yeah, and I like doing that because I get bored and I like doing crazy different things. I want to go back to doing I really liked a couple of my videos that were more like kind of had like a narrative across the whole video, even though I was playing like four or five different games. I just think that's fun. I don't know, it's like it feeds my low attention span because the thing is changing like every 5 minutes.
Tying all of the videos tying all the games under one, like even if it's like kind of an arbitrary theme, I thought what you did with the video that we did together was like very good. Like that just, it helps.
Yeah. So there was
just narrativize it a little bit.
There was the like, we got canceled one with us, and then the like Brat Gamer Summer, and then my, my first video back where I was like, what is a gamer? I really like that format. I just think it's really fun for me to like come up with a little story and kind of be doing little skits in between. I just think it's silly and fun. So
and it also gives you the opportunity to like play a lot of, you don't then have to get stuck being like, I have to play a game that is popular. Like you can mix it up in a way.
Well,
and
I've
like
never
play...
been worried about that if you noticed.
Well, you did play Fortnite in that one video, to be fair.
Like a stereotypical gamer thing. That was the point of that.
I know. It was a bit. I understand.
But I wanted to talk a little about the like aftermath of the Rod Fisher video, because
please.
I think it's
let's get
that like
behind
I know
the scenes.
A lot of people probably saw already that his family was in the comments and stuff, which was so fun. I love that this happened. I like wasn't sure if his family was going to see it or
that,
like
dude, when that whoever it was like, this is how I found my mom found out that he was selling her wedding video.
Yeah, that was so
that
so
I was
funny.
Dying when I read that. So crazy. If for any reason people who are listening to this haven't watched that video or like somehow got to this podcast without coming to that video, how do they what is it called? How can you search it up? Well, I guess you can just go to your channel.
Yeah, just go to my channel.
The video
but
is
I
called,
think most
like,
people have seen
I
it.
I played a bunch of fucking
anyway,
games.
Anyway, yeah, I played all the games that this guy made from like his 70s to 80s. And his family found it. And so the first comment was from his first daughter, which I guess she must have been one of the ones in the band that I showed, like when he had a band with his kids.
Yeah.
But so she gave this little lovely little update about him that like... I guess since he made all these games, he's had a stroke, which is sad, but it's like disabled his right side. And so she left this lovely comment that was like, he's relearned how to play piano with only his left hand. And he's started like painting watercolors and acrylic paintings. and he's still composing music. And she like said nice things about my video, so I liked that. And then there was the person that was a grandson that said, the jump scare photo of my mom really got me. This is how she found out he was selling her wedding video, which made me laugh so hard.
Did you like send it to them? Like when you finished it, did you send it to any of them?
I sent it to Rod and to, I don't remember his name, the grandson I originally reached out to like get in contact with Rod. And then I think they probably shared it among each other too. But yeah, it was super cute and I'm glad that they liked it. I was like, I felt weird about doing this video because I was like basically making a documentary about a guy that I don't know. Which just
like some random
awkward.
Dude who like has no, yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, and who had, you know, very little internet presence as far as like people knowing who he is. And so I didn't want to, I was worried about being respectful about it because I didn't want to be like putting this guy suddenly in the public eye that like doesn't want to be or whatever. So I'm just glad that nobody seems to be offended by it.
It's a fine line. I mean, thankfully the man's 94 and he doesn't seem to care too much about much, but, I guess you do run this, the risk of like, am I accidentally doxing someone kind of that I don't want to dox.
Right.
But I thought like you didn't actually say anything that wasn't publicly available.
Exactly.
And you also didn't even like talk about his personal shit. You know, it was like you focused on the stuff he made. Yeah. So I thought that was fine.
So yeah, I think in general, I'm not going to be somebody that makes videos about people because that gets messy. But in this case, I think it worked out and it was cute. And then the other thing somebody...
It's beautiful that the... it really seems like the overwhelming majority of the people commenting completely understood what you were going for and they interpreted it how you wanted it to be interpreted, which is like, this is a love letter to both... this guy kind of, but also just like to being an artist in that way.
Yeah.
And so it was heartening to just read all these people who were like, oh, I always struggle with putting pressure on myself to be the best and I don't know what to do with my life. And then so seeing this guy was very inspiring, blah, 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 and so on and so on.
Just start doing shit. This is what I always say to people that are like, cause now I do go out in public and tell people I'm a YouTuber because I gave up on trying to think of a different
way.
Job
do you
to
really?
Say. I do.
You just walk out there and if people are like, what do you do?
I have a funny story, which is that I started with a new primary care person since we moved. And this was during my era for a few weeks when I was like, I don't know. I don't really want to tell people that I do this because first of all, I'm not really making a full living saying it. So it feels just like stupid to say. But I didn't know what to say. Like, first of all, why do all doctors ask you what you do for a living? I've been to so many doctors lately because I'm like restarting all my different doctors and they all ask me what I do. I think it's because they're trying to figure out my lifestyle or whatever. But
I don't know if you've heard, there is this thing people do just called small talk. And I think that's sometimes like a normal thing to ask people. There are countries you can go to where it's a huge faux pas to ask what people do before you know them very well. So you can move somewhere.
I think that's where I need to be then. But anyway, this guy asked me what I do and I hesitated for a really long time. And then I went with, I'm a content creator.
Ooh.
And I think the hesitation plus content creator made it really sound like OnlyFans and how like, because I was so like uncomfortable to answer the question.
Yeah.
So I was like obviously uncomfortable and there was a pregnant pause. And then I said content creator. And I think, and he went, oh, okay. And so I have no idea what he thinks that means, but I think I kind of made it sound like something.
Yeah, you're OFing it up.
Inappropriate.
But it turns out it's so much more embarrassing being a YouTuber.
Yeah, YouTuber is probably the worst possible answer, but I have just started saying it. Anyway, the track that I was getting on before was that now that I say this, then people talk to me about it and they go, oh, like my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my brother wants to do that. And he's like working on saving up for all the equipment. And what I always say is like, don't do that. Don't spend a bunch of money on stuff before you even know if you like it or if you're good at it or like, first of all, you need to have a point to doing it. You can't just do it because you're like, because people just like watch gamers online and they're like, I could do that. And then they just want to do it to like get famous or whatever.
Exactly. They're doing it for the result of doing it, not for the doing it itself.
But they don't actually have any kind of like unique point of view or like creative impulse. They just like want to do it.
Most people don't have anything worthwhile to say. And that's the hardest thing.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
People ask for, I'm saying it. That's the hardest thing when people ask.
This is my PR. I'm trying to be your PR person right now.
Thank you. Yeah. You are my, whatever the opposite of the anger translator is. You're my empathy coordinator.
empathy coordinator.
That's the hardest thing when like people, I really, 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 really love, as I'm sure you've heard, talking to people about like, hey, how do I make this video like really resonate with people? How do I make this video be good? How do I make a YouTube channel and be good at it? But there's only so much you can do if the person like just doesn't, if you don't have anything interesting to say,
yeah,
and you're not an interesting, funny person, it's hard. Like, I wish I was, hopefully I'll get to this point that I can like get to be a little bit more rough as a human being so that I can like look at people and say, you're just not very funny right now. And that is a skill you can work on. But you're just not, because sometimes that really is the answer.
Yeah.
Like you're just not a very interesting person.
You can get better at that stuff, and you can get, you know, more comfortable with recording so that you're like more comfortable being yourself and, whatever, but you have to like have that as a goal. Like, I think the problem is a lot of people don't even like realize that they need to try to be funny at some point,
yes.
You know, like
people
they're not even really
like,
working towards that.
Right.
They just think they
look
can
at
sit
these,
down and game and that's it.
They look at these YouTubers who are good at it and have been doing it for a long time. And they go, oh, those people are just being themselves. So if I just be myself, it'll be fine. And that's not what's going on there at all. I like that you said you need to have it as a goal, because I think, I don't know if you did and maybe you did or didn't, but you also can like just by virtue of doing it a bunch, get to that point. Like I never had it as, I always thought from the beginning that I was an interesting person with interesting thoughts and I was so great and so funny. But if you go back and watch the videos from like 2012, 2013, this was not the case. it takes a long time. And I do want to amend, because I did say something about how, well, some people just aren't interesting people. I actually scratched that. I maintain everyone is actually a very interesting person. But it's a totally different skill set to be able to communicate that in like the format of sitting and talking in front of a camera.
Yes.
And being an interesting person is very different than like telling people interesting things. Those are two really different things. And being able to access that stuff in that format is like just a completely different skill set. But I'm not mean enough yet to be able to say to people, hey, your ideas are bad. You don't have any good ideas. And you can work on that. And you should, and there's no shame in that. My ideas are still and have been bad, but
I mean, here's what you do, and I think there's a term for this in therapy that I'm forgetting. It might be like Socratic something, but then maybe I'm thinking of Socratic seminars. But instead, when you really mean to criticize somebody, you just ask them questions. This is what I do all the time.
Oh, no.
It's so, I mean, because it's not mean.
I know what
It's not mean. It's like, so to somebody like this is what
can
I
we
do
pretend,
when people
gonna,
are talking
all right, here's
about
what we're gonna do. I'm going to pretend to be a horrible YouTuber, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to walk me through how you would handle this. So let's say that I've sent you a video and it's called Why I Love McDonald's. Mm. And the video is just me going, here's my top 5 reasons that I love McDonald's. What are you going to tell me? How are you going to ask me questions to get me to understand that that's a shitty idea for a video and I did it badly?
I mean, so I don't have as many ideas for a food review channel as I do a gamer. But,
all right. Let's say, okay, why my top five, I cannot speak today. Top 5 reasons why I like Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. Here's my video. Hey, ma'am, could you watch this video for me and just give me some advice? Because it's only got 52 views and and I just don't really know why and or what's going on. And I tried really hard. And let's say you've already told this person, hey, you started the review with a 3-minute intro about getting dressed and you got to cut that out and you blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, the content, it's just
they
bad
do a get
content
ready with me at the beginning of the COD video.
Yeah, they did. They get what's up, guys? Today, I woke up and I blah, blah. No, don't encourage people. Tell me, now ask me my questions.
I would start with, why do you make videos?
Because I just think I have a lot of really interesting things to say. Like, for example, mm-hmm. I really wanted to tell people that I just thought that the new COD, the crouching, felt a lot better than in the old COD, you know? Isn't that sick?
You're putting me on the spot and I'm just totally blanking.
Okay, well, so your method needs a little bit of work, but so the point is you would just basically go.
I would be like, why do you make videos? Like, what do you think you have to offer people?
I have great opinions. I'm a funny person with great opinions. He's not funny and he doesn't have good opinions.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this method requires some amount of self-reflection on the part of the other person, not just say, like, I don't know. I'm not used to talking to people that are just going to say, I just think I'm great.
We're just delusional. Yeah, maybe that's ultimately what it is.
Because like, most of the time, if I just ask, why do you want to do it? They don't have an answer. And then they get a look on their face like, oh, maybe I should think about that.
And then you just go, ha, and that's it.
No.
You got him again. All right, you're nicer than that.
My goal is not to get people. My goal is to dissuade people from spending $1,000 on equipment that they're not going to use because they're not going to keep up with making stuff.
That's so real, though. Like I learned this working with musicians who, aside from YouTubers, might be the worst class of people to work with. The irony is not lost on me, of course. They will always say things like, you catch musicians being like, if I just bought this guitar pedal, then I could like finally make this album.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I just bought this thing or got this guitar, then I just need the motivation. As soon as you're saying stuff like that to yourself, like I just need XYZ, you've already lost. Like mm-hmm. even if this is probably controversial and there is a limit where this isn't true, but there is a version of that for me and for a lot of people that I've talked to where they'll say things like, if I could just not have a job, if I didn't have to go to work, I would be able to XYZ. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to so many people for whom I knew for a fact that wasn't the problem. And eventually they realize that and they go and do stuff. Now, again, there's a line there where like jobs can be, as you've experienced, genuinely soul sucking or like other responsibilities. But just always be really skeptical of yourself if you're ever saying something like, if only I had XYZ, then I would be able to be successful. Like that's usually a red flag, at least in my opinion.
Unless you have literally zero free time, if you don't have the motivation to do the thing in the free time you have, then like what makes you think you're going to do it when you don't have to work?
100%. And the amount of times where that does happen. Because
I've heard people say that actually are only working like 20 hours a week. So
yes, it happens all the time. And I dealt with so many people who would say things like that. And then they would go, you know what? I'm just going to quit my job and I'm going to go for it. And then they quit their job. They don't get anything done. 6 months later, they end up right back where they were.
Yeah.
And it's there. You can make a lot of arguments about like there's like these deeper problems, blah, 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 blah. But in general, use the free time you have, even if it's 10 minutes a day. And if you train yourself to use that, then you can trust that like you probably are prepared to dive in a little bit deeper. But until you just get in that habit, it's
for sure.
Like, you never know.
Just
you
do it. Know. I mean, that was like the moral of my Rod Fisher video was just fucking do it. Get off your ass and do it.
Start doing stuff. What a great... Well, I should probably not necessarily say what a great man because we don't know him and he's a flawed human
being. Right. I don't know him personally. Let me make that clear.
What a great aspect of humanity, right? This is that whole approach. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I want to make a thing about this. So
I know.
I'm just going to do it.
I don't want to be putting people down in this conversation too much. But
we can move on.
I mean all of this in an inspiring way and not in a putting people down way. Like, you can do more than you think you can if you just fucking start
100%.
Doing it.
100%. That's what I mean. It's like everyone has something worthwhile to offer. Like 100%. But you do have to be willing to be self-critical in order to like... Because it's a... You know, you got to get there. You got to work for it
mm-hmm.
a little bit. A mm-hmm. little bit. Do you want to read some? I got some comments. We got some feedback on that conversation last week about like things we wish we didn't have to do in our life.
Oh, sure.
You remember that? I pulled up some feedback. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Curious what you think about this.
Mm.
So Maria do Carmo something, I don't know, some long name, said, I'm flabbergasted y'all would slander eating and sleeping before thinking of giving up having to earn money. I was curious if you had any thoughts about that. Because neither of us even, like, hypothetically said,
I guess I
wish
just,
I didn't have to work.
I was assuming in the question that it was, like, I don't know, like, bodily functions. I don't know why. That's what I was thinking the question was about.
Oh, well, okay, that clears that up.
You know, like food, shelter. What is like the conditions for life?
Oh yeah, the Maslow hierarchy.
But like,
of
course, I would like to not have to earn money. I wish we had universal basic income.
Do you? Okay, we can't go down this rabbit hole right now. obviously having to earn. Like, imagine if you. I don't know. Maybe that to me just felt like a cheating answer. Like it wasn't to the spirit of the question. Right. It would be like saying, oh, I wish I could give up like feeling sad. Like that's not a thing. It can't just, that's not part of the thing. I'm saying like
giving
a specific.
Up sadness.
Yeah, I'm giving up sadness.
For Lent.
But you know, can you appreciate the sunshine without the rain? KAU4599 said, bro, if I never had to clean my shower and or tub again, life changer. I thought this was interesting because I was under the impression that if you really wanted to be this person, a shower and a tub is not something that you ever have to share with anyone. So you could just be that person.
I was going to say many, many people never clean their shower or
just
tub.
Like literally never do. And it's not like it's a place that people see, you know? So I thought that was an interesting answer.
Yeah,
I'm
just
like,
quit cleaning
you
your shower.
You kind of can. Yeah, just
that's my advice.
Have it be
just
dirty.
Stop doing that.
You know,
I will say really in the last few years I've got really into cleaning bathrooms because I've like discovered the perfect chemicals to do each thing, and it's like a fun little puzzle for me. Like this is the thing you use for the tub, and this is the thing you use to get the grime around the faucet.
It is not that bad. People like to complain about like cleaning, like hands and knees cleaning. But it's really not that bad, especially if you find the right stuff, which I have not. So I don't know, you know, I always would just like...
Oh, I can send you a few paragraphs of bathroom cleaning tips.
Why don't you write it up and then we'll have you read it on the show next week.
Nobody wants to hear that.
It could be helpful. You could improve the quality of people's bathrooms the world over.
I just love the feeling of having a completely clean bathroom. You know what I did last time? And I need to clean the bathrooms again here because it's been a few weeks. The last time I did it,
I like the joy in your voice.
I was taking a toothbrush to the baseboards of the bathroom.
Are you serious? A literal toothbrush?
Yeah.
Is this Oliver Twist? It's like
your
Annie.
That's the best way to get in the crevice. What else am I supposed to do?
I thought they did that to punish the kids. I thought that was a joke.
A toothbrush is
very
useful.
They say use a toothbrush just because, like, obviously you should be using a mop. But I'm not going to let you use a mop because I hate you.
Not for the whole floor. For the crevice at the top of the baseboard.
Why don't you just use like a
wash? That gets all like dusty. Because I was getting in there deep.
And you're saying the toothbrush gets in deeper than just like a washcloth around your finger.
It doesn't actually take that long.
But is it the toothbrush? You use the toothbrush to brush your teeth, you said. Also?
It's not the same one. It's a cleaning one.
Okay, do you keep it in the same place or is it like you have a special?
I keep it with the cleaning stuff. It's my cleaning toothbrush.
Oh, okay. So you don't, I for some reason I misunderstood and I thought that you said you used it also on your mouth. But
now,
why
would I do that?
I don't know. That I was confused. That's why I was confused. But baseboards, it's fine. Don't use toothpaste on the baseboards.
That's an example of this process of me guiding you through your thought process with questions.
Yes.
As I said, why would I do that? and then you rethought your answer.
Oh my God, it worked. Okay. Yeah. And the toothpaste just works on the baseboards too?
I'm not using toothpaste. I don't know. You're making a lot of assumptions here. I'm using the toothbrush with cleaning supplies as just a small cleaning brush.
I don't get it.
Because it gets in the cracks. I was just talking about that's how thoroughly I clean the bathroom. Because a lot of people, maybe even listening, are just spraying their they're like spraying around their faucet with the cleaner and they're getting like a paper towel or something and they're like wiping everything off. They ain't getting in those crevices, I know for a fact. They're not getting in that crevice even, that's all around.
You're giving them too much credit. I don't even think they're using a paper towel and a cleaning
all
thing.
All around
I think
the bottom
they are
of
just
the faucet
letting it,
is where
they're just letting it gather hair and stuff.
Things
you know?
Are gathering in that crevice. Yeah. You got to get a toothbrush out.
Well, maybe I'll have to go buy a second toothbrush.
And it actually doesn't take long. Here's the thing about cleaning is you got to be okay with getting dirty. You know, you got to like wear some clothes that you don't care about and you got to give up on this idea of like, ew, icky dirt. I don't want to touch it.
Yes.
You got to go balls to the wall, go all in and just freaking get dirty. And it's like to really deep clean, there's like a scrubbing step where like everything is mixed together and everything's getting dirty and there's like slop all over the floor. And then there's like a rinsing and drying step that like actually cleans everything. So you got to be okay with the in-between like dirty step.
I think that's what people struggle with. Yeah. It's just like the idea of like touching something dirty, mm-hmm. which is so funny. Like just knowing where we were as human beings 150 years ago, the idea of being like, I can't touch the food now that it's in the sink is so funny. But that's who we are. Mm-hmm. This is where we've gotten. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Wow. I feel like I had like 5 topics to talk about today and we're already at an hour and we've been talking about like only...
Basically nothing, yeah.
Yeah, like some you YouTube give us, stuff throw down and then on me cleaning my bathroom.
It's just more content for next week, you know? do you want to give us another... bring up one of your topics? We can...
Roundabout got to a lot of my... things. I had kind of like a goofy question that maybe we can do at the end and just like, let's just stay focused. Let's not go on a tangent.
Okay.
I just mean, because I could talk about this for a while, but we don't have that much time. So I've been thinking a lot about a movie trope that I call a finding a freak movie. And so like, prime example of this is E.T., right? You find a freak in the woods, you bring it inside. Stranger Things kind of plays off that with like Eleven is the freak at the beginning.
Okay.
Detective Pikachu. Alvin and the Chipmunks, I think, was kind of like that, wasn't it? He wasn't expecting the Chipmunks to talk or something. The Sonic movie. The Sonic movie is like that, I think, from the trailers. I have not seen the Sonic movie.
Right.
But it's always like they find the freak. There's one person that's the main character. They go find the freak. And then every single time without fail, there's a scene where they're looking at the freak for the first time and they go, ah! And then the freak starts going, ah! And they're screaming at each other. And then they like gradually get used to each other. And, you know, the freak is frequently CGI in a human world.
Would you say... I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself here, but would you say that Elf is a finding a freak movie?
Austin, that's exactly what I was going to fucking say.
Because it kind of feels like that's
that
what
is
you're
exactly
implying.
Where I was going with this. Actually, well, because I wrote all this stuff about the finding a freak movies yesterday, and then just this morning, because we were talking about Elf, I was like, wait, I think Elf is a finding a freak movie.
It definitely is.
Because I haven't seen it in a while. Is he like... running around with a kid or something? Is there like a person that he's with?
Okay, I think it's like he's pretending he's a 50. I looked it up. He's 50, by the way. He was born in 1970. So I guess by the time of the movie,
canonically, he's 50?
I don't know, because honestly, if you read about him, they talk about him on Wikipedia like he's a real man who was born in 1970. And I didn't really dig into it, but that is like they were like, Buddy the Elf, real name, like Jonathan something. Was born in 1970 and he's currently 50 years old. And I was like, wait, what? I'm really confused.
Like do they have the little bio section like they do for people where that's like their birthday and stuff?
Yeah. But so it's about Buddy. I don't know if they're talking about like the character of Buddy or
I gotta
what,
look that up.
Yeah, so he thinks he's an elf. He's obviously not, but he's delusional. He's got his brains messed up or whatever. And he thinks he's an elf.
Are you talking about the article on the Elf Wiki? It's not Wikipedia.
No, I don't think, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. But you see how it says he's 50 years old. He's born in 1970. Because, like, why would you use the current year to determine the year of a fictional character. Like, that doesn't make sense, which makes it sound like they're talking about him as though he's a real person. But anyway, yeah,
Elf
isn't
was
the movie
a documentary,
he, like,
don't you know?
He, boy, if it was, it's even going to be even harder for me to watch it going forward. It's already embarrassing enough to know that people acted like the way that they acted in that movie, to know that those were people in front of a camera behaving that way. But the idea that, like, if that was a real thing, yikes. That might make it better, honestly. Anyway, the interesting thing about Elf, as far as, like, being a finding a freak movie, is that the freak, Elf, kind of finds the people in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to New York because he learns that he's not an elf. So he travels there to go find his dad. But they, from their perspective, they found a freak, right? It's kind of a Lilo and Stitch situation, where, like, Stitch came from elsewhere and showed up, which I guess is what E.T. was too. But Elf is told from the perspective of the freak.
Yeah, I get it's kind of subversive in that way.
It's a subversive finding a freak movie. Yeah. Yeah. Is it finding a freak or finding the freak?
A freak.
Okay. All right. I would love to hear either finding what'd you say? Or the? I wasn't listening. It was 2 seconds ago and I wasn't listening.
Finding a freak.
Finding a freak. Got it. Has there ever been a finding multiple freaks movie? I guess Alvin and the Chipmunks is kind of one of those.
Yeah, I kind of pulled that out of my ass because I watched that last when I was like a kid. Like the one with the CGI Alvin and the Chipmunks is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I do feel like there was a scene like that where the guy was like, whoa, I didn't expect you to talk. But I don't remember how it all happened.
It usually happens in that context too, where it's like the thing is here and then they like meet and then the freak says some words and they didn't expect the freak to be able to talk. Now, here's a question. Is the Wizard of Oz, Dorothy, collecting a freak movie? Is she going around finding freaks? Because she has that moment with the Scarecrow, where she finds the Scarecrow and she goes, who said that? And then he goes, I'm this. And she goes,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, she's not freaked out enough by them, though, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
well,
I guess by that point...
She's already in a fantasy world. If anything, she's the freak in that situation, because she's normal and she's surrounded by freaks. I was going to say...
Right.
One that is almost in this category is Stuart Little, but for some reason, nobody is surprised that Stuart Little can talk, which is interesting.
That's true.
They just find him at the orphanage and they're like, oh, this guy just happens to be a mouse, but nobody cares.
I think that's one of the things that I really love about Stuart Little that I think sets it apart is that they don't have cheap jokes
they
about the fact that it's
the
like
whole,
a mouse. They
like,
just act like he's a boy.
Freaking out part, yeah.
Yeah, and I think I always really appreciated that.
That
think
is
that,
nice
that
about
really
it.
Elevates it.
It gives...
A lot of movies
yeah.
would... It's just like they saw the cheap jokes, they saw the easy way, and they said, no, we're going to go a different direction.
Because I actually...
I've
there's been so that. There's been so many of these, I feel like, in the past decade or two... that I'm like surprised every time I see another trailer of one and they do the same exact fucking scene of them meeting and mm-hmm. freaking out. Like it's always the same. I was like shocked when I saw that was how they did the Sonic movie trailer. I was like, are we really doing this again? We really need to do this again. Anyway. So
yeah. Is there a question here? Sorry.
Yeah, there was
a tangent.
I mean, there's many questions that I could ask about this. First of all, if you were to find a freak in real life, not even in a movie situation, this is real, how do you think you would react? Because I criticize the screaming, but I do think I would scream.
I definitely wouldn't scream. I want to obviously joke and say I would just leave it on the, like, leave it wherever it was. But probably I would, I don't know. Yeah, I don't get, like, I don't react to things really very much. Like, I don't holler at anything really. So,
I mean, I scream
at
spiders, so I would absolutely be screaming at a freaking talking CGI Sonic the Hedgehog.
I would probably say, what the fuck?
yeah.
I'd be like, what the fuck? What are you? What the heck is that? What are you? What the heck are you? Is probably what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would probably like back up a little bit because, you never know. A freak could have teeth or a weapon.
It's a good move. Yeah, I would definitely move away. Do you think you would eventually befriend him?
I think I'd probably Stuart Little the guy. I would just treat him like a person.
Right.
I would go, what the fuck? And then I'd be like, okay, I guess that's all right. Uh-huh. Are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you all right? Do you need anything? That's probably the route I would go.
They did usually go through some kind of trauma to get to the real world. Like they just fell out of the sky or something.
Yeah. Like, can you breathe here?
So you want to make sure they're okay. Can you breathe here? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you need any sort of medical attention? Though for E.T., that didn't go well, did it?
Yeah. So, I mean, I was specifically thinking about E.T.
It's a great movie.
Wondering about this question. And I think, I'm sorry to say it, under no circumstances would I befriend E.T. I would run and scream and call the cops and turn him in. He's so scary, terrifying.
He is really scary.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm not strong enough. I can't do that.
Do you have a phobia of E.T.? Or do you think you just would if it was real?
I don't. Like,
but if you see him, if we purchased a...
My sister was really scared of him as a kid.
Okay.
I was not afraid of him. In the movie.
But if he was real...
But if he appeared in front of me in real life...
You wouldn't be vibing with...
I don't think I would stand a chance.
You think you'd kill him if you had a gun?
No, I don't think I'm capable of killing laughing. Anything. I don't think I
even
would do
E.T.?
That.
What if he did that thing with his neck? you know what I'm talking about.
If I happened to be holding a gun and I knew how to use it, I guess there is a good chance I would shoot him out of fear.
There you go. That answers the question.
Yeah, I guess that's your answer, because I do, when I'm playing games, I do have that reflex to like shoot out of fear. So it could happen. I could shoot E.T.
We might have to do this. I got to find an E.T. What is he, like a 6'5" E.T.? He's not 6'5". How tall is he?
He's like 3 feet tall. Something.
All right.
Yeah, you're going to have to...
We're going to get you on scare
tactics. When I least
expect
it, you're going to have to get me with an E.T. and see how I react, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to... But it can't be actually E.T. or you'll know it's fake. We're going to have to just like get some sort of similar E.T. situation. And it'll be... We'll do a thing where I'll get you a gift card to go to a gun range or something. And then I'll have E.T. show up.
And we'll see what you do. We'll see if I shoot him.
Yeah,
do you
think you
would
shoot
him?
Yeah, we're going to put blood packets in it so that he... No. I really don't think I would. I'm not saying I would just immediately be like, kumbaya,
you think you would just ask
up,
him
E.T.
questions?
I think I would kind of like just stand and watch him and just like kind of try to get a sense of what his vibe was. In the same way that if I met like a bear, you know?
Feel out his vibes, E.T.'s vibes.
Yeah. You feel out the vibes, you do your best. You see if you can figure out if it's intelligent or not, you know? Maybe have a weapon, like a baseball bat, in case you got to go to town.
Just in case.
He's got that long, skinny neck. Would be an easy target.
But I do wonder,
though,
like...
Though he does, he's pretty stocky.
Just because there's been so many of these movies, I'm like, you know, they say that all stories lead back to the same stories, like with the hero's journey and stuff. Like, is there something inherent about finding a freak that is like an allegory for something?
I think it's reasonable to say that there's probably like... 5 different stories and that the finding a freak is one of them. But yeah, what is it like if you had the Jordan Peterson the finding a freak
like,
movie?
It could be like an Eraserhead vibe, like how having a baby is kind of scary because it's like this new thing that you have to take
finding
care
freak,
of
and
you don't really know how it works, and it's like kind of similar to you but different.
Yeah, what is our fascination with the finding a freak? Suddenly, I think you actually have stumbled across an idea. This isn't even a meme anymore. This is a philosophical idea. Finding a freak.
What does it mean? Huh. What would Freud say that means?
I don't think it's correct, but I like the idea that it's like, well, having a baby is like finding a freak. Because like, what other equivalent even is there? Or, I mean, it could be as simple as just like, racism, right? Like, oh, we found a freak of another race, and like back in the day, and you're like, oh, what are we gonna do with
them? Because
them?
Listen, would you say if it's a movie where somebody like finds like a native person that they can't communicate with yet. Is that a finding a freak? Ooh.
Or like I would refuse to put like that Tarzan? On paper. I am not. Ooh. Ooh. Tarzan is a finding a freak movie.
It is, right?
I think it is. So maybe it is just about like...
There's like more bridging. Of these than I thought there were now that I'm talking about it. I'm like, there's
is
a lot of these.
Is every movie a find a freak movie? yeah, huh. Yeah, Tarzan definitely is. I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to adjudicate this through in improvised on this podcast.
Yeah,
I think
maybe
I'm gonna
this
have
is
to
a,
let
this,
this
is
percolate.
An ongoing discussion. Discuss in the comments.
Yeah, Britt, give us anyone thoughts on the finding a freak genre. Other examples, perhaps?
This just gets more fascinating the more I think about it, I think.
Yeah, you've stumbled across a gold mine here. We might have to do a whole Finding a Freak episode. We might have to have a weekly Finding a Freak movie episode review.
Ooh, wait, I like that. Because there's a lot of them.
I can't do that. I'm not going to commit to watching a movie every week. Sorry, I have to cut this off.
Oh, I wasn't. No, I wasn't going to talk about watching it. I was just going to say we could, like, think of one.
Oh, like, no, actually, don't have to do any work.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, amazing. Love that.
Because I feel like after this conversation, I'm going to go think about it and think of like 20 more, actually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you want to listen, I'm always game to talk about this topic. This can go on the permanent topics list for the show.
Gotcha.
I love that.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, I think it's been an hour. Any final words?
No, this was a rousing discussion. Well, we should probably, I want to say a thank you, obviously, to the, it's almost like 3,000 people somehow found it just based on the one comment you posted on that video.
Mm-hmm.
So that's lovely.
That's more than I thought. Sure, I think we have like 1,000 subs or something.
Pretty good. That's all. How many
Which
do you need
so
to monetize?
Which is so funny to think, that's all you need. And it's Amazing. So funny to think how long it took me to get to 1,000.
Yeah, and it was just like instant, like the clout you have now. You post like one little comment with a link and it's just like, see you later.
Ugh, I love having clout.
Pretty wild. There you go. We like that.
Thanks for the clout, guys.
We appreciate
it. Okay, look, I'm going to try to catch a fish one time at the very end here because I never did. And this will be like something.
I'm going to watch you.
This is going to incentivize the
here.
People that are actually
watching. Let me get
watching.
I'm going to go first person and get a really good angle. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, why do you keep falling in the water?
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Just don't go that way, the way the water is.
Oh, fuck. Shit. I can't. It's not letting me control it. All right, there we go.
Okay, I'm mashing. I don't really know how the fishing works. I'm kind of making it up as I go. Do I have
you
to,
have
like,
to hold
beat the...
and then you hold it until the bar hits the number, and then you got to click the number of times that the number has. Did you get something?
Whoa, a new creature. You caught a crab.
It's so little.
Oh, wait, yeah, am I holding
That's
it?
Not a crab?
That's
what the hell is that?
It's ridiculously tiny. It looks like
it's a
freaking...
teeny tiny little thing.
Lice. I caught a little lice. What do you call a single
Careful.
Lice? Because lice is plural.
Whoa, what do you call it? It's probably like lyceum, like scientific name.
A lick?
But yeah, what do you call... All right, we're going to figure that out before the show's over. Hold on, I'm going to Google
Are
it.
You Googling? I'm just yeah. looking. I'm looking at my catch. Okay,
Oops.
But it says... It's 8.15 centimeters, but then what I'm holding is like the size of a bug. There's no way it's that big.
Well, that just gives you a sense of scale for how big you are, doesn't it?
I'm fucking huge then.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
A singular lice? You're not going to believe this. This is worse than Luxembourgish.
What?
It's called a louse. L-O-U-S-E.
That's what a louse is?
A louse.
I've
yeah.
heard people say louse. I didn't know that was the same thing as lice.
Really weird.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll end Especially it on that.
Especially when you listen to this podcast.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Okay. See ya.